Reducing stress may be on your list of New Year's resolutions, along with other seemingly achievable goals for this year.
In fact, a 2019 survey by the polling firm YouGov said that around one-third of us will make a New Year's resolution. So, Layla, what are some of your resolutions?
Well, I had planned to work out every day and be present, but I've worked out no days. And I do doom scroll on Instagram, so I don't know if it's going very well. So how about you, any more successful?
Well, one thing, you've seen my office, so I'm planning to not buy any more superhero toys. I mean, I'm half a century old. I mean, it's enough already. It's crazy, all right? But the other thing, too, is just try and get 7 hours of sleep every night. That's what I'm going for. Mm. Every night, 7 solid hours, if I can. So there you go. But see, all of this is not just about you and me, Layla.
That's right. We want to hear about you. We're planning a segment next week looking at why our New Year's resolutions often don't survive the first week of January, like mine. And if that's you, shoot us an email or voice memo at morningedition@npr.org. Include your name, age, and where you're from.
And tell us about that New Year's resolution that you broke, how far you got, and why you broke it.
No judgment. We promise.
I don't promise a thing. Someone from our team may reach out to you. And again, that's Morning Edition, one word, at npr.org.
Well, A's going to judge, but I'm not going to judge because I've already broken mine, so.
There's no A in judge, but there should be.
Happy New Year.